gear. Everybody's out there Niner gear saying, gotta have this one against the Rams. You could bury the Rams. You could send them to 0-3. Now you give them life. Now they bye a week without Cooper Kupp, without Puka Nacua, without all their offensive linemen. And now they're back in the race. And now the Niners, not only do they lose to the Rams, you fall two games behind Seattle. And I don't know if Seattle's a fraudulent 3-0 or not, but they're 3-0. And they play in Detroit next Monday night. And if they win that game on a Monday night stage, then all of a sudden we got a new contender in the NFC West. Now all of a sudden Seattle Seahawks are for real. So it's a bad loss, a bad loss. He misses Xavier Smith-Jaski, the 38-yard punt return to get him in the field goal range. Special teams, special teams, special teams. The great equalizer in the NFL.
I don't understand. There's so many issues. So, like, okay, great example. great example. Like, they're depleted. So that is a reality. Like, you are hurt. But the Rams are more hurt.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think it carries a lot of water.
No,
but on the final punt, your starting tight end in this game, Saubert, is running down the field on punt coverage. What are we doing? What are we doing?
And he misses the tackle.
Someone needs to explain that to me. So the guy who's been out there running routes over and over and over, blocking his butt off, he's now going to run down on punt. You have that few bodies? That's on you. That's on you as an organization on picking who you dress and who you don't dress. Mm. And when a guy doesn't see the field and then you're forced to have your starting tight end try to chase someone after playing 40-something, 50 minutes of football, 60 minutes of football, like, I just, there's so many little roster decisions that just drive me nuts. I know that the little things bother me. That 3rd-and-1, seeing them take Ayuk off the field, Jennings off the field. I want an explanation as to why they were on the field. You bunched it up. You had Conley out there with Braden Willis. Braden Willis?
Braden Willis is not a good football player. He's not a good football player.
And it was so predictable.
It was predictable. But,
and of course you got stuffed.
Right, now that I'm thinking about it, when you run a play like that, in my head, I think, okay, maybe it's 2-down territory here. Maybe you are going for it on 4th down. You're going to run in here to see if you can get it. If not, you line up the shotgun on 4th down, get a little quick out or a quick slant or whatnot, and get the 1st down, get the touchdown, and put the damn game away. That's my problem. When you have an opportunity to put games away, you have to kick the door in and put the damn game away. But you kick the field goal, and the Rams are full of guns and said, we're still only down 10 points. We're okay. We're not out of it yet. And Ray and Lancaster makes a good point. I didn't think about it too much yesterday in real time because I was just like, damn, we got stuffed on 3rd-and-1. Should have scored a touchdown. You're on a long drive here. You stabilize the game in the third quarter. Anyway, let's get to the lines, man. Bay Rob in the city. Rob, what a disastrous loss, man. That was bad. Bay Rob, what's happening, man? Long time no talk, Bay Rob.
What's up with my guys, man? I miss you guys. I know baseball season was long, so I kind of quieted down. Went to the game last week. I was frustrated about that. That's why I didn't even call y'all, but I didn't take it for too much. But this week now, don't worry. This stuff with Shanahan and all this stuff going on with this team, it don't even make no sense, man. Our main players that were supposed to come in and be on point with this team, they not doing their job. Ayuk, he's not doing his job. Jennings look like our number one receiver. That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? For the money that he making, but he looks like our number one receiver. Your boy, he held out. Trent, he held out all his long. Now look at him. He IV every week. IV Trent, that's what we going to start calling him. And the point that we heard already in the defensive line, Hargrave is starting to remind me of the dude that our boy that just left that was in the middle. I can't think of his
Javon
name.
Javon Kinlaw.
I've been complaining about Armstead. That's Hargrave. He our new Armstead right now. Can't get him to do nothing. It ain't making it no better for Bosa. What Bosa doing? Come on, Bosa, you want this money? Hey, man, I'd be so excited when I see T.J. Watts. It don't even make no sense. T.J. Watts over there closing hell by himself. By himself. Like, I'm just frustrated. And then Shanahan making me even more frustrated because I don't know whether he know or not, McVay and all these other coaches in these leagues that came from up under him and they done went to other teams now. Yeah, they taking this stuff personal. They taking it real personal. And McVay showed it yesterday like, yeah, okay, I'll show you what time it is without my two top wide receivers. So Shanahan better get his act together. And y'all know how I feel about Shanahan already. I'm trying to keep this simple. It's the beginning of the season, but you better get us up on our horse, man. That's all I gotta say.
Hey,
we
Rob,
get us up on our horse. We all frustrated. We all feel like we getting poked with the same thing, like there's a voodoo doll, because we all seeing the same thing, man. And it's frustrating us and driving us crazy. So he ain't got too long with me, man. You already know what I feel about him, and I'm still frustrated because we don't got no deep threat. We don't got no deep threat. Everybody else got one, but we don't got one.
Wow. Wow. Bay Rob bringing in the heat here. You know, Shasky brought up Javon Hargrave, and I keep going back to this name, Gabe Wilkins. Gabe Wilkins. 49er fans, look up Gabe Wilkins and the money he signed with the 49ers at the time for the Green Bay Packers. And this is at a time where the Green Bay Packers were at the height of their powers. And when the Niners signed Gabe Wilkins, you're thinking, why would they just let Gabe Wilkins walk if he's any good? Oh, wait, he's not good. And he stole money from the barter laws. Well, Javon Hargrave, I was thinking to myself, now, Philly had a surplus of defensive linemen, I get it, but Howie Roseman doesn't let good players get out the building. He's proven that over and over and over. The GM of the Philadelphia Eagles, general manager, GM, short, right? In case anybody forgot. He let Javon Hargrave walk. And we signed him. We're thinking, boy, why would Philly let him walk? And right away, my buddy Philly said, Hargrave, we got Jalen Carter coming up. Fletcher Cox, he's okay. And he was right. I don't even know if Hargrave's just okay. It's been Emma. Did you watch him mic'd up last week? It was the most uninspiring mic'd up segment the 49ers.com website has ever put out.
How many times in the second half, I'm watching the game on 95.7 the game. We did like a YouTube like watch with Bush.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good.
I'm going, he's got way too much time. I'm talking about Stafford. Yeah. He's got way too much time.
Oh, the pocket
is
clean.
Look how clean that pocket is. Way too much time. Way too much time. And the amount of times that the Niners defensive line gets stonewalled and just gives up drives me crazy. The part that I have a hard time understanding, there have never been more athletic freaks on the defensive line and an outside linebacker available in college. It feels like right now more than ever. Maybe I'm just a prisoner of the moment.
No, you're in. Maybe a prisoner because we have some athletic freaks. Derek Thomas, Lawrence Taylor.
I'm saying the plethora of them.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And the Niners never draft any of them. And so there's two areas. We could talk about deep threat and let's see what Jacob Cowings. I don't know why he wasn't a part of the game plan yesterday. He did a pop pass to Ayuk, which went nowhere. No one fooling anybody. That should have been Cowings' play, just to get him a touch. But like, you have never invested in a ball hawking free safety. You always love the box safety.
Right.
Right? That's what they love. They love the box safety. They don't like the free safety who's a ball hawker, a guy that's going to cover.
Yeah.
Jimmy Ward's really the only guy that they've played who's a cover safety at that position during their tenure. And then they don't have the athletic linebacker, outside linebacker, D-end. They have old guys. It's just, let's go after old guys.
They seem stiff, methodical, robotic, right?
Predictable.
The safety's position, Tick Brown is playing his ass off, but he's not a free safety. Hufanga is not a free safety. Mm-mm. So now you don't have speed.
I don't know if Ward, Mustafa is either.
You know, Malik Mustafa, he's a hitter.
He's a hitter.
He's a run guy. So I don't think you have a free safety on this football team. And that's a problem as guys go over the top. You know, you bring up Hargrave and the clip is out. Moody misses the 55-yard field goal, Shasky. And we've all seen the clip now. First play after Moody misses the 55-yard kick. The effort from the defensive line.
It's so bad.
I mean, these are high paid guys. Now, these are high paid guys. And I heard from multiple people the effort on that play and the effort. Like, I got a text from somebody. I'm not even going to say their name, Shasky. I'll tell you during the break. But the text was Jordan Mason, Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Pooney, Fred Warner, Drake Greenlaw. Spacebar. Those may be the only guys who really give a damn to win.
It's
Bosa was omitted from this list. Ayuk's omitted from this list. You know, obviously Kittle and Deebo are hurt, so he's not going to put him on this list. I think CMC's a guy who does care about winning. But think about that. A takeaway from a guy who played in this game, Mason, Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Pooney, Fred Warner, Drake Greenlaw, the only ones who give a damn about winning.
And finally, you know, I don't ask people to, you know, be out of character, but just show me that something affects you. And finally, Bosa at the podium yesterday was like, we need to kind of wear this one. And it was like, show you have a pulse, dude. Like, again, he's one of my favorite players, and he also drives me crazy because there are times where he's very indifferent in post games. And the fact that he finally said something to me, like, that resonated.
I think we have to feel the loss for sure. We can't just move on and act like it's fine. You feel the loss and you just start stacking week by week.
When you are a...
It's definitely a rough start, but there's a ton of football.
When you're a young player that's coming into the league and you're quiet by nature, I don't expect you to walk into the locker room and be a leader. When you're 5 years in and you won a DPOY
and you got,
and you got paid $120 million...
And you got to see on your chest.
You better start acting like one. Now, Patrick Willis was a very quiet guy, but by year four, five, six, seven, he became the team leader.
He started breaking the team down.
Absolutely.
He started breaking the team down, saying, we got to have it. We got to have it. And he became that inspiration, that emotional leader. Bosa may never be that because Joey's not that.
But you can still pick and choose your spots on when to be vocal. And I think that this team needs to hear from someone like Bosa today. The other thing I was thinking about, and I just, the reality is here. We're here with Aiyuk. Like, last year was a great year. Was it a career year? Is he even going to come close to that?
Well, here's my philosophy with the whole wide receiver position. Before, because I want to play this Bosa cut. Bosa said, and this is why I'm not going to panic, because they're 1-2, because they have been here before.
Yeah, but it's two
definitely
bad
a rough
games.
Start, but there's a ton of football to be played. We've been through some tough stretches before, and but we just have to stay together. We have the guys to do it. So
I know it was different when they had Garoppolo at quarterback, but the sky was falling when they lost 11-10 to Denver. And they were 1-2. And then they dropped to 3-4 after losing to Atlanta and the way that they lost to Atlanta that season. What was it, 2021 or 2022? The year they obviously when Purdy's coming out party and they traded for CMC. And they went to the bye week at 4-4. They went to the bye week at 4-4. Now, if the Niners can get to 5-3 before the bye week this season, I feel really, really good. So I'm not going to panic too much. But when you talk about Brandon Aiyuk in the wide receiver position, here's what I don't get. You draft Ricky Pearsall in the first round. And now some people may assume that was Aiyuk's replacement. The Niners were fielding calls on Deebo and Brandon Aiyuk. That gets lost in the sauce. But number two, when you had Juwan Jennings coming off of that Super Bowl, where he did score two touchdowns, and he has made big plays on third down over and over and over again, and you draft Ricky Pearsall, well, I don't know what Ricky Pearsall is. Well, boy, with that pick, Ricky Pearsall may not contribute at all this season. We have no idea. When's he going to get on the field? How many times did the Niners run 4 and 5 wide receiver sets? Or is Kittle going to be part of that equation? You get what I'm saying?
It was a luxury pick considering the other needs on the team.
You had a lot of other needs on this team.
If you weren't going to move off of both receivers.
Right, but you didn't move off both receivers. You give Aiyuk the money. Deebo's still here. You have Juwan Jennings. You get Jacob Cowing. And now you got Ricky Pearsall. Where's Ricky Pearsall going to play? So now all of a sudden you got a first-round pick. Well, I don't know if he's even going to play, so... If things do go all right, I would not rule out. Now, I don't think the Niners season is going to nosedive. But who's to say Aiyuk doesn't get traded in the offseason or Deebo gets traded in the offseason? I don't know because Juwan Jennings is coming on. Again, he's the second 49er ever to have over 10 catches, 150 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a single game. The only other guy to do it in franchise history, the great Jerry Rice.
It was a signature game.
It's unbelievable.
It's a signature game. I would say, and again, I think Debo's had some big games. The playoff game against Seattle is one that comes just off the top of my head, over 150 yards and multiple touchdowns. He was dynamic. Can you think, I mean, honestly, B, off the top of your head, not going a deep dive, can you think of a game that has even come close for Aiyuk?
The Detroit game, NFC Championship game. He made the Ladybug catch and he scored a game when it scored a go-ahead touchdown on third down. That was huge. He had a big third down catch against the Green Bay Packers in a nasty game where he was getting doubled and tripled.
Couple of plays.
And Purdy. But those were massive plays. Massive plays. Game-clinching plays.
I mean, Jennings was going to be the Super Bowl MVP. I just say, like, the way that this team, and I think it's more about team building for this squad with this coach.
Right.
It was poor allocation of money if you're going to use him this way and you're going to spend that much money. Well, I don't think it's arguable.
Well, if you were just... Well, this is the Niners' mistake. This is why I get on the front office where before the draft, you knew that you didn't really want to go there with Brandon Aiyuk when it caved into money. They just move off of him before the draft and get a player. Instead now, and you knew this was coming, every catch, every reception, every drop is going to be magnified when it comes to number 11, Brandon Aiyuk. Now, he got the targets yesterday. I wish he got the same targets in the Super Bowl. But I kind of take a step back with the Super Bowl because I say, boy, after watching Baldy's breakdown with it, oh, okay, he was getting bracketed. Okay, Kansas City was paying attention to him. Oh, wait, when he saw one-on-one, he did win his one-on-one matchups. Right now, he's just not in football shape. It's not good. It's not good at all. He's got to get the swagger back. He's got to start making plays. I wish the deep ball was connected with him. That would have just calmed the waters tremendously. But now when you get a loss, you get a loss now. Now it's like, compare. I told you this on Friday. He said, what does his stat line need to be? He's got to go for at least 100 yards.
It feels
he didn't come close to that.
Every ball thrown his way, I hold my breath right now. And maybe I'm over-exaggerating it. I hope we're not going. It's just, it's got a Jordan Poole feel to it. Wow. Where it's just like, the guy's confidence looks shot.
It's not
He made plays, but his confidence looks shot. It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't look the same.
Like, he was an energy player, and he doesn't have the energy right now.
He's got to get the swagger back now.
He had last year, guys, by the way, not to cut you off, 7 games in which he had 100 or more receiving yards.
Yeah, second in franchise history.
First game, obviously, 8 receptions, 129, a couple touchdowns against the Steelers.
One second. He was averaging like 18 a catch. So
it was second in the league, yards per catch.
You catch 4 or 5 balls, you're right at 100, you know?
Second in the league in yards per catch, so he's getting the chunk plays. And again, he had 7 100-yard games, and now second only to Jerry Rice in franchise. This franchise has had nothing but great receivers, littered with great receivers in the history of the 49ers. And he was second in franchise history with 7 100-yard games in a regular season.
And he missed week 3, obviously. He's inactive against that Thursday night football game against the Giants. And basically didn't play in the last game of the year because it didn't really matter that much.
That's unbelievable. Monster numbers. All right, Dante Winter yesterday. Before we get to the lines, we're going to get to Rocky and Vallejo. Just hang on tight real quick. I want you to react to this. Dante Whitner, 49ers post game, NBC Sports Bay Area. Here's Dante Whitner. Is it a code red? Is it tight?